So welcome to the show, you guys. Thank you for joining us. If you're live on YouTube or Facebook, please leave us a comment. Tell us where you're watching from.
Sí, por favor.
Thank you so much for joining us. We've got a new sketch tonight. We have a giveaway.
Yes, we do.
From Love Shack Boutique. And we have all kinds of chisme for you tonight, because that's what we do.
A lot of chisme. You can't have a Valentine's Day episode and not have chisme.
Yes.
But
so,
yeah, speaking of Love Shack Boutique, though, our shirts.
Okay. Hello, Snap. You guys, leave some hearts and some roses for the shirts from Love Shack Boutique. By the way, if you can't hear us or if the audio sounds weird, let us know in the comments so we can always adjust.
Yes.
But
yes.
By the way, I can buy myself flowers.
I haven't heard that song, and then you sent it to me, and I was like, oh, yeah, I've heard it.
This girl.
Every time. I'm the worst with that stuff.
Hey, I'm like a little viejita. I'm like, ¿cómo que I can buy myself flowers? I'm like, so, mira, there's a man named Drake, and he's got a pee-pee. He's swinging around on the internet. She's like, who's Drake?
I'm like, does he spell it with a Q or with a K? No. Yeah, but it is funny how sometimes I think I'll know something's going viral. I just don't know that there's a name to it.
Okay,
so, like, I'd heard the song a million times, but had no idea that it was, I could buy myself flowers.
Okay, so let me ask you this really quick.
Oh, no.
Now I'm dying.
Okay.
Okay, so since you are dating a sports guy.
Uh-huh.
Really, I'm like a sports rich.
Shout out Mike Taylor.
Mike Taylor. Do you know who's, like, what's your prediction on the Super Bowl? Because this didn't know anything about sports. And let me get out. Now you know who's going to win.
No, I really don't. I don't know things like that. But, I mean, I know who's in it by default. So I know Chiefs and 49ers, I think.
That's a lot to know.
That's a lot, though, for me, for someone like me. But I knew random things. Like, for example, I knew that the Detroit Lions were in there, but because I love their color blue.
Okay.
That's, like, all I cared about. I'm like, that's a pretty blue. And so I just kept on saying, ooh, I'm like, oh, my God, they're almost there. And then they lost. So random little things I'll pick up
You'll
on.
You'll remember.
But I'm no better today, I think. I don't know. He may say otherwise.
What is Mike Pipe going to win?
I don't even know, honestly.
He has a prediction like, oh, it's going to be Taylor's team.
Comment below. I know he's watching. Comment, baby. I have no idea.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
I don't know. I can see him maybe. I don't know. Yeah. My kiddo, my 15-year-old, I guess apparently they're coining this year's Super Bowl the Swift Bowl.
Oh.
Mira,
makes sense.
The Swift
Bowl. Total marketing genius. Let's get Taylor Swift to date one of the NFL players because we need to sell tickets to the Super Bowl and make sure that that team gets to the Super Bowl. And by the way, he has a twin, and we're going to tell you a story about the mom. It's all PR to me.
It's crazy. And they're making so much money. They're banking on.
Exactly. And I know I love Taylor. Trust me.
For sure.
And all the people who talk shit about her.
Hey, they're just jealous.
At the same time, she's laughing at the bank, y'all.
I know.
She's a millionaire.
Like, yeah. She's doing good.
Let
Kay
win all day.
And like, okay, so speaking of dating, one thing is we wanted to get real awkward real quick in this show because, again, it's our Valentine's show. And so for all you mamas out there, like I know our sweet Gabby sometimes watches with her kiddos, this may or may not be the episode that you want to do that on because we wanted to talk about dating and, well, I guess 2024 now, right?
Yes. So
Taylor Swift dating.
Right.
Yes. Warning, warning, warning. You know, we have our.
I didn't tell you.
Exactly. Mira, mija, don't say we didn't tell you what to do or what not to do. But I
okay.
mean,
what
more recently, I mean, so I've been dating Mike now since 2 years. Oh, my gosh. In March. So.
Wow.
You can speak to the more recent dating, which again, she'll tell me stories, y'all. And I'm like, what the absolute hell is happening in life right now? Like, I can't imagine. I've never used
a dating app,
a widget. Yeah.
A widget? Oh, okay, widget. I swear you're a, yeah. Stop showing.
Widget. Never used. I meant to say Hinge, like Hinge or whatever. Tinder. I've never used any of that. So,
any of them now.
Yeah, oh yeah, go fish, right? Oh, plenty of fish, not go fish. That's okay. Go fish. Go fish.
Oh god.
Wait, so you have way more insight into like dating right now.
I'm not proud of that, but yes. not by choice.
So tell us all about it.
So dating in 2024, I will say, is not fun. I feel like the whole, because I feel like we're still kind of old school.
Oh, for sure.
Very old school, like traditional in the way that like somebody asks you out, takes you to dinner. You get to know somebody over time.
And recorded.
It's like, recorded.
Mm-hmm.
You're pursued, per se.
Right.
You kind of do this thing. And it's with one person.
Yeah.
Well, now it's like,
what?
Ding, ding. And then you've got multiple people you're talking to at one time. And for me, like, I can't personally handle that. And I understand why they say keep your options open. I get that. Logical, right? Like, why would you lock it in with one person?
Sure.
That hasn't necessarily committed to you yet. But I feel like, well, don't you want to give your attention to one person at a time to get to know?
I also think that's harder for women than it is for men, because I've never been the dating type. Like, usually if I'm talking to someone, even if it's new, I'm just kind of hyper focused on that person. Because if I'm interested, I want to see where it goes. I'm not like, oh, let me pursue you and you too. I don't have the capacity to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, and I'm like that too. But then the guy will tell you like, oh, I'm talking to other people. So then you.
So they're straight up honest.
Yeah. Well, not all the time. And that's the other thing. A lot of them are married and a lot of them are in the middle of a divorce. A lot of them.
Do you ever make them like.
Have girlfriends.
Do you ever make them like show you papers? Like, yes, they say. Because mira mija, just all that they say that they're going through a divorce, do not trust a mother effer.
Yeah, no.
Don't trust, I'm going through a divorce.
And I don't know if this is a Texas thing, but I know in San Antonio, it's like a 20 female to one male ratio here. Mm-hmm. And so you've got men who just, I mean, they just happen to get tons of women because there's a lot of us out there. Mm-hmm. And we see one man who's single and it's like, well, he's snatched up right away. But I will say you have to be extra careful.
Mm-hmm.
You have to just, I mean, I don't have the energy to do it. I'm not on any dating apps anymore. I don't have the energy to do it anymore. But you also have to, this is really sad, check if they're married.
Yeah.
And you can check that on the Bear County Smart System. You
That's
can
right.
look that up because a lot of them are. And then you also can look up their record.
Like, they've had an assault.
You have to. And that's the thing is, like, nowadays people lie so much.
Right.
They will tell you, like, they're fucking good at it.
Absolutely.
They are so good at it.
And the other thing, too, is the older you get, the more opportunity for shit to happen. So it's different when you're dating in your 20s versus when you're in your late 30s or 40s, you know, okay, now you're finding someone who has 40 years of life,
multiple baby mama, multiple divorce.
That's a lot of opportunity for a lot of shit to go down. And so, yeah, it's not a bad idea, you know. And along those same lines, keep your Find My iPhone on, mijas,
well,
out
I
there.
I do that all the time.
If your GPS, you keep my shit on.
It's on. And my real ones know, like they know. My sister laughs.
I will find
when
you.
When I send her my location, she just rolls her eyes. She's like, I already know what you're doing, Bato. Like, she's like, I already know what's happening. You're on a date because I have to tell somebody.
Yes,
there's too many crazies out there.
Yes.
And just giving you guys another tip, ladies out there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to reveal the groups, but a lot of you already are aware of the groups that exist.
You told me about this.
And guys, please don't get me wrong. Everything I say about the men, absolutely happens on the female end as well. There are
totally
crazy ass bitches out there.
There's a lot of us.
Ruin your fucking life, so keep your
100%.
Like, at least do the 90-day challenge situation, because I'm telling you, she will come and talk the same shit, you know, both sides. But the thing that happened is that I love and I go to now as a resource is the groups on Facebook. And
you
it's like,
hold me
are
about
you dating
that.
This person, Austin. Are you dating this person? Like, I can't tell you anymore. Y'all don't have to look. But it is, at first, I hated it because it was so toxic and drama.
You told me, like, you had to get out of it for a bit, right? Or, like, block it for a little bit. And then,
And as I started dating, I'm like,
going
in the person's name in. Like, it'll tell you who he's dated because multiple women have posted. It has photos. It's, like, text messages. I mean, it has everything you need to find out about this person. Especially in a city like San Antonio.
Oh, yeah. It's so small. Do you still have, like, hope, though? Or, like, what are your ways right now of, like, if you're not on any dating apps, like, about finding someone?
Oh, no. I mean, that's never been a problem. I'm just...
You're like, there's plenty of opportunity out there.
I just open. Like, I think a big part of my problem previously is I wasn't even open.
That's very true.
I wasn't even... Like, you could DM me, and I'd be like, whatever. It was too much for me to process because I always felt like people have an ulterior motive.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Or they just want to get laid or whatever. So I just almost didn't even talk to anybody.
Yeah.
It's almost easier. I like my life.
Yeah.
It's peaceful. I don't let it burn.
It's independent.
Like, why would I? So now I'm a little more open. And this girl has game. Not because she's trying, but she doesn't have to fucking try. It just comes to her.
No,
some people are like that. The love just come to her naturally.
No,
I'm trying to be
That's funny.
More
I think with me, it's more, it's always been about, as you know, about connection, right? So with Mike, what was interesting, speaking of old school, it's like when we met, it was one of
the things. Start all over.
So he was never like all up in my DMs or anything like that. But he did message Bean and Cheese Man about merch, like wanting merch. But he did message the business account. Well, so I'll give him that.
You see that, but I didn't.
Because you weren't on Twitter. I was the one handling the Twitter account.
Yeah. I don't fuck with
Can
that.
You imagine if it was the other way, like how crazy like life could be? So I was on Twitter. So that's how I saw it. And so me, I'm like, oh, yeah, what's your address? He was living in Hawaii at the time. And so I was like, I'll snail mail you your stuff. Okay. And he's like, no, let's meet up. And
he
so
was like, no, I want to see you in person.
Well, no, I don't think so, because this was like, let's say in November, and then he was in town that December, but it just didn't work out. He didn't even reach out to try to like meet up. But I wasn't even thinking about it that following year in February. Got another message. Hey, I'm going to be in town in March. Would love to get that merch. And I'm still trying to snail mail it to him. Like, you can just give me your address and I'll mail it to you.
Oh my God.
And he's like, no, I'll meet when I'm there. And so he finally came in town. We met up on a Sunday. So Gabby got this pink bag ready with a whole bunch of swag.
You were single for a while.
A year and a half. Okay. Yeah, I'd been single for about a year and a half. And so Elijah had been through his whole battle with cancer. So I was at a point too where I'm like happy and single and same thing, just kind of enjoying my life. Had no idea that this me dropping off merch is going to lead to a 5-hour conversation. And then that was that. So we met on a Sunday.
That happened.
I know, it was crazy. We met on a Sunday. He left that Thursday to Hawaii. We had only hugged. And then we pretty much courted for 8 weeks over the phone. So there was no... Yeah, so that's a lot of time to get to know someone. It felt very like 1996 when you're on the phone, like, hi, how are you? Like, we were on the phone for like 6 hours sometimes at night. Good. And there was a 5-hour time difference, too.
So, like, every day.
Yeah, oh, it was crazy. And so just courting, and then we had phone sex before we had actual sex.
Y'all just got me.
Wait, I was a really good
question. What if the phone sex isn't bad?
Well, it wasn't. What if the real sex is bad is the question, because you're...
I know what that's like because I have a young child in my home.
Oh, yeah. What am I supposed you just to lock do? Your doors and put a fan on like speed so... 3 because the white noise. Girl, I got this shit figured. No. Come on now.
Come on now. What she doing? Really, I don't.
So, but there was always that, what if he comes in? What if he comes in and like, what if... what if he sucks at kissing? Like, all these things were, of course, chances. And thankfully, it all worked out. Because here we are 2 years later.
Yep. Crazy. Well, I can't believe it's going to be 2 years.
In March. Yeah.
I know. So, are y'all going to do anything for Valentine's? Like, do y'all have a Valentine's?
So, apparently, he already asked my boss if I could have off early that day. So, that's all I know.
Okay.
I was like, you're making requests. You're
good job, Taylor. Good job.
So
now, good luck to everybody. Oh, and how to hear dickmatized. What does that even mean? Do you want me to start that, or do you want...
Okay, yeah. let's back up on here. So when Sam and I are going through the show, we always have like these ideas that we want to talk about, right? And so I was going through her notes and I see this word dickmatized and I'm like, what does that even mean? And she was like, you've never been dickmatized? And I'm like, well, explain to me what it means. So tell everyone.
I will tell you
what dickmatized means.
So dickmatized means, can't keep a straight face. It means that when you've had really good D and it makes absolutely no logical sense for you to be in a relationship with this person. But then you sleep with them and it's a very good sexual chemistry. And so you're blinded by the D because it's
see, okay. And it's interesting because then that's when I was like,
and it's
okay.
A very horrible position to be in because, you know, damn girl, he can't even hold a conversation. He's dumb as rocks. But then you have that and you're like, damn, because that's hard to find. Then you're not even thinking straight and it's just all kinds of bad. So now what I do to avoid being dickmatized is I just do the 90-day rule. Like, I just wait. That way it's like, do I really like you? Are you like a good person?
That's hilarious. Or do I just like the
you're
penis?
Dead. Yeah, exactly.
So there are girls that are just like willing to look over all the bullshit, all the, you know, just because like he good in the bed.
Yeah. And you have to remember, like, women don't always have sexual chemistry. Like, it's hard for women to get aroused, period.
Absolutely.
So for them to find somebody that can hit that spot, then it's like finding fucking gold.
That's true, because for women, a lot of times it's that chemistry has a lot to do with just being comfortable with someone. Isn't it weird how you can be totally comfortable with one person and then just not feel it at all, like with someone else? That's That's a massive thing.
Science, and I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah. No, I know. I don't know how to go. But
so anyway, Miha, wait 90 days. Well, you too. And I don't know what do you guys know what the term is for, like, when you sleep with a female and, like, she's got you all
pussy whipped?
And, like, pussy whooped.
That's gotta be a thing, right? Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Whatever. But
comment below.
I mean, I don't know. Do you guys have advice? I'm not the guru here. Please let us know what you think in the comments.
Yes. So all that to say, y'all, self-love versus that digmatized love.
Maybe you're self-love. Well, we're going to talk about emotional. Let's go emotional first, and then we'll go on to physical.
Okay. Let's do that.
Okay. So self-love is something that I have practiced very well over the past couple of years.
Yeah.
And many But I feel like self-love is a whole thing that I had to learn how to do for myself. Some people are really good at it. I wasn't good at it. And it starts as simple as talking to yourself kindly. I learned this in therapy.
Oh, yeah.
And my therapist was like, what kind of voice do you say? You know, what kind of voice do you hear when you're talking to yourself internally? And I'd be like, you're not good enough. You're fat. You're ugly. Look at you thinking that you run a business. You're a piece of shit. It was like that.
Yeah.
I was like, you are horrible at talking to yourself.
And a lot of people do that.
I know, but it's like, where did we even get that in turn? Like, how did that even start? So it's a whole childhood issue thing.
Oh, yeah.
And then one of the things my therapist was like, do you ever do something for yourself? And I'm like, well, yeah, I go to the gym, I get my nails. And she's like, no, like, do you take time to do something you enjoy regularly? And I was like, no.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, then you need to find something as simple as buying candles that you like in the shower, getting a nice scrub, doing skincare.
Something for you. It just makes you happy because you want to, for no other reason.
I never knew what that was.
Yeah.
Had no idea, because in my world where I live, everybody else matters and I don't matter. And I in my head, I was like, but you do know that you matter. I'm like, yeah, but I just didn't treat myself like that.
I think there's also a single mom mentality that's attached to that too. Because for you, and that also, like you said, how you're brought up, but then even when you're a single mom and you have a child, like, you have this mentality where everything, well, if there is any extra, it goes to my kid, not to me,
if
that makes sense. Exactly. Whether that be, you know, love for yourself, or, oh, instead of me having a spa day, not that there's anything wrong with taking Ava. I know, like, y'all did, but there is something to just you doing you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then you lose yourself and, like, what brings you joy, what makes you happy. So you have, it's literally like an intentional thing for me. Just like dating, I have to intentionally do it. It doesn't come to my head naturally. Like, oh, let me go up meet people. I'm like, eh.
Yeah.
You know, with self-love and self-care, like, I have to be intentional. Now self-love is like my regular every day. You are beautiful. You are a bomb ass bitch. You're a baddie. You're the best.
I'm baddie.
All those things. My new dialogue is very different these days. So what do you do for self-love?
I watch Netflix for 6 hours at a time on Saturday. Well, no. For me, though, like, honestly, it sounds crazy, but, like, I love watching documentaries, and I like watching them, like, by myself and, like, on, like, my own time. And I like
feel good.
It does. It's so weird. That is, I know, like, everyone has their thing. For me, I know it sounds crazy. It's my crack documentaries. I just enjoy having my time to, like, do that, you know.
What about your hiking? You're really good at, like, hiking.
I know. And here's the thing. I haven't been hiking lately. Well, a lot of it has to do with the time change, because I like to be outdoors. And since it gets dark so early, but that's about to change in a couple weeks. And so hopefully once that changes, I can get outside again. Because, like most people, my day is tied up doing day shit, you know, as much as I'd love to be outside. But hopefully that'll pop in.
Don't worry,
but you're right.
Here.
Yes, but you're right. I love to hike, go outside, be outside, travel, all the things. And right now, and I don't want to get too off subject, but much like you, I have two senior dogs that I'm dealing with. And y'all,
I know
people that have dogos, when they get elderly, and those of you that are watching can attest to this, like, your time, your schedule sometimes revolves around them.
Yeah.
And you can't leave and you can't go nowhere, and you're kind of tied. And so they're all cute with their 5 weeks old and they're whittle witty bitty. And then they get to be senior dogs and it's hard. So we're kind of going through that too right now, this transition.
Get the medication. It's a whole thing. I get
a lot. So
I get it. Okay. Anyway. Well, speaking of self-love, if you guys are on a self-discovery journey or a self-care, self-love journey this year, I know a lot of you are being intentional about this in the new year. Call our girl, Vanessa. She is a licensed therapist. And she can walk you through all of these things and teach you how to be kind to yourself. If you need some sort of therapy, that is one of our amiga sponsors. B-Boy Counseling is the name of her company. Please reach out to her on Instagram. We have a phone number for her. And main thing, honestly, I like is her website.
Yeah, because you can just go on her website. And you can schedule a free session with her today. Because another
session?
Yeah, you can do
it. You know how long is it?
15 minutes.
Okay.
Session.
I'd be like, let me tell you my whole life in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Go.
Right, so have your little post-it, have your note card ready. But the great thing about that, and you mentioned this last time, is that it gives you a chance to see if you vibe with someone, which is really good. Because, you know,
you're not going to vibe with all the therapists. Don't
right.
give up.
And you need a vibe with your therapist. And so, and I believe she also takes insurance too. And so there's some frequently asked questions on her website that are really awesome. But yes, B-Boy Counseling, our girl, Vanessa, she's here to help. And again, while she does and will see gentlemen, she does focus on women though, on, right? Am I correct? And
yeah,
on women.
She does specialize in women and who also have been through some trauma. And so that's also what I like about her because she's from San Antonio. She has the Mexican-American Latina experience that we all have.
Yeah.
And so, but men, please reach out to her. She is so sweet and kind. So she, if it's not a match, she'll guide you to the right therapist.
Totally.
So speaking of self-love that was mental and emotional, can we talk about self-love from the Love Shack Boutique? Or
absolutely.
Are we in the lineup? Is
absolutely.
That what the lineup
we can do?
Okay.
Yeah, let's see. Oh, yeah, we can definitely do whatever we want to do.
So the Love Shack Boutique is a really cool, what do you call it?
It's
a sex shop, because I feel like it doesn't.
No, it's an adult toy boutique, but it's an intimate boutique. I don't know.
For not knowing, but Amy Gonzalez, let me tell you guys something about Amy Gonzalez. She is the owner. Shout out to Amy.
Shout out.
Owner for a long time, and she is an OG Bean, and she's my supporter.
Yes, she is.
With us from the very beginning. I'll never forget that about her. But I call her the Griselda of sex toys in San Antonio, Texas, because she's laying this shit. Yo, like, she started her business because she was selling sex toys around town, having sex parties, and then she opened a brick and mortar off of Babcock, and now she's got her second location over off of Petranco. Bro, let me tell you, women, one of the main things about being in Cheese Man that we're very proud of is women empowerment.
Yes, ma'am.
And I feel like I was very conservative. I still kind of am in a way. Going into these sex shops because you're used to like the adult megaplex. Like,
oh yeah, which is like
pornography,
and it feels dirty going in.
And like, you know, ginormous, like,
yeah.
So it's right when you walk in your face,
right? And I have to, tell you, like, Love Shack Boutique. The first time I went, so it used to be right next door to where I got my hair done for like years. It's so funny, the one off Babcock. And so I'd go in all the time. And what's really cute is I feel it kind of feels like a small, locally owned Victoria's Secret with toys.
Love that.
But with toys, like, because it has, I've gotten cute little panties there, cute little undies there. They've got little tops. They've got great lip glosses. They have a whole bunch of stuff. But then, yeah, they also have, you know, some toys for women, some toys for men, some toys for couples, you know.
I'm so ashamed of all this stuff. And now I'm like, dude, if that makes you happy, you know, it's actually scientifically good for you to pleasure yourself.
To have an orgasm.
Dopamine.
Absolutely.
And what is it? Not estrogen.
Serotonin.
Whatever.
All the tonins. Every tonin. Release all.
I grew up Catholic. So everything was like, you're a sinner.
Yes.
You're a bad girl. You're a sinner. Don't even think those thoughts.
Right.
And now that I know what I know about myself, my sexuality, like, it's something not to be ashamed of.
It's carnal.
And it's a lot of people. Another thing I love about Love Shack is people have medical conditions.
Oh, yeah.
Down there. And we don't talk about it.
Nope.
And it's just too much for something. Like, dude, if you go, they're very professional. And they're not like, oh, who are you having sex with? They're not in your face. It's nothing like that at all.
They're so sweet.
Ladies, please, if you want, go to the Love Shack Boutique. They're all over the internet. They have got a ton of followers, but we have a giveaway.
For later, though. Yes, it's a giveaway.
Later, and we just wanted to mention that about self-love. Like, please, and also show your man. If you got a man, tell him to take you there.
Yeah, you'll have a lot of fun.
So much fun going. And the other thing too, okay, I have a really quick story. So we had a small bean and cheese met event years ago at the Love Shack Boutique off of Babcock. And it was so cute. People got to come and, like, you know, meet and greet. We took pictures, had all this stuff. My favorite part of the evening, though, and you probably don't remember this. So we did it was like a sex trivia, like Q&A thing. And like to see whoever answered the most questions.
What are you laughing?
And guess whose hand kept raising and who knew every question?
My mom.
Yeah.
How was I eat, Senora Evelyn?
Ma'am.
How do you know about all this?
It was so
That's hilarious.
I just remember she was like, she just kept raising her hand. Like, I know this question. I know the answer to that.
Evelyn, like, shout out. Evelyn Najera.
Yeah, shout out. Her. Mama Evelyn.
Sure. We know that you know what's up, girl.
Mm-hmm. I see where she gets it from.
But anyways, yeah.
So we will be giving away two $25 gift cards, right?
Well, no, actually, we have the Rose toy, which is very popular. We'll talk about it later. And then this is like a whole set of goodies and toys.
Yes. Ooh, it's just some fun stuff.
And it says, just do me.
Just do me.
Let's vibe.
Oh, I love that.
Aw, let's vibe. Very cute.
So,
love it, love it. Yeah.
Love you guys.
Don't forget, you guys, to like, share, comment.
Isn't it crazy how everybody sells LLC formation services for free? The way they make their profit is through selling you more services and products. And that's the beauty of TaylorMade.
The Rose toy, which is very popular. We'll talk about it later. And then this is like a whole set of goodies and toys.
Yes. Ooh, it's just some fun stuff.
And it says, just
do me.
Just do me.
Let's vibe.
Oh, I love that.
Aw, let's vibe. Very cute.
So,
love it, love it.
Don't
yeah.
Love you guys.
Don't forget, you guys, to like, share, comment. If y'all want to advertise with Bean and Cheese Man, if you want to talk about your product, so, about what you have, DM us, message us, Facebook us, Insta us, Twitter us, email us. There's so many ways to get a hold of us. Yes, yes. And I know we wanted to talk about some funny date stories, but before we do that, there's a comedy show coming up, right?
Yeah.
On President's Day.
Yes, I want to talk about that. It's not on President's Day, but it's the Sunday before President's Day.
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah.
So good friends of ours headlining it, and Raymond Orta. It's called the President's Day Comedy Bash at McAllister Theater this Sunday coming up February the 18th. And it features one of our Bean and Cheese Met friends of the cast, Michelle Gonthu.
Shout out.
Ken Flores, Raymond Orta, and Joshua I. Nieto. Oh, and Big John, and then he's also on the lineup. You guys, something also we're very proud of at Bean and Cheese. We want to support local comedy.
Yes, all the time.
And if you have a show coming up, DM us and we'll post it. We'll add it to the post. It's no big deal because we want to promote local comedy and, of course, blow up our local comedians. So February the 18th, tickets are on sale. We will post the link to the tickets. And don't forget, it's Raymond Orta. Do you know who that is?
I do, yes, of course.
He's hilarious.
He's great. This whole lineup is great.
Bro, no, like, I haven't laughed that hard.
Really?
He
and she, y'all.
Hilarious. Like,
she's hard to make laugh. We'll go to, like, really? HBO Comedy Festival. And Sam's like, yeah, okay, what, next? I'm like, damn, so if you say something funny,
no,
shit's gotta be
you'll
funny.
Die. For sure. And with all of them, they're all super talented. But again, shout out to our girl, Michelle Gonthu. We're very proud of her and her comedy journey. So we want to support that.
And that's awesome. And so, yeah that's me at McAllister Theater off of San Pedro Avenue. So go get your laugh on. Speaking of, this kind of isn't in here, kind of is. Do you have any embarrassing date stories or anything that's ever happened to you that just like any mortifying moments?
God, there's so many. I don't even like, I feel like at this point, there's so many that I don't even.
You just kind of blocked them.
I have trauma and blocked. I was kidding.
Blocked out. I've done.
From finding out they're married, anything from finding out, like, bro.
Yeah,
you want to hear a recent one?
A recent one.
A recent
have
one.
Have I heard this one?
When I say recent, within the year.
Okay, I'll take it.
Or wrong.
Y'all ready for some shit?
That face.
Girl.
Oh my God. My friend that
she's with.
It's a friend. It wasn't even an online. Well, it was a kind of online thing. Friend. Okay, I have a friend. We'll call him Bob.
Friend met friend. I have a friend.
I saw Bob at a bar and his friend Richie was there.
Okay.
And I was like, hi, I'm Sam. He said, hi, I'm Richie. Whatever. We all went around the way. I was there for something else. Then on my dating app, Richie
pops up. Well, what do you
Why know? Do I know you? You're friends with Bob. We start talking. I immediately call Bob. Bob is like, I know why you're calling. I'm like, why? Because Richie called me to ask about you already.
Bob and Richie talk.
And I'm like, shit, what'd he say? And he's like, look, I'm going to warn you. And I thought that Bob was cockwalking.
I was going to say, that's sure. What.
First thing I thought.
Yeah.
You stop cockblocking your friend, bro.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of how I thought.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I'm just saying, that's my dear friend. Love the guy.
Especially because Bob kind of went out on like one date with you years ago.
Sad.
And it didn't work. So,
okay. Sorry, Bob.
Sorry, Bob.
I still love you.
Yes, we do. We love you.
And I do love him. Bob.
Yeah.
But not like that.
Yeah, like that. He's like Theo Bob now. He's good friend Bob.
So Bob was like, I love you dearly, almost like a sister. Would never recommend him for you. Just saying. And I was like, whatever. We'll see what happens. I start talking to Richie anyway, disregarding Bob's warning because I'm like,
Which is okay. That's, and you know what? I'm actually kind of.
Hey, just find out for yourself.
And I'm proud of you because at least you did find out for yourself.
Okay.
You know, so I'm proud of you for doing that versus just, you know, listening.
And
it's good.
Total
fan. Bitch experiences shit.
Exactly. I just like, you know, I'm going to go out on my own. I need to be open. I'm trying to be.
Whatever.
Okay. So I hang out with Richie one time. Nothing happened, no sexual, nothing. Like, it was actually very casual, and I was like, okay, cool. Like, just, and you know me, I take forever to warm up to anybody.
Yeah.
And I love to have fun at whatever I'm doing. Don't talk to him anymore. Nothing ever happened. It didn't go anywhere. I get a call from my best friend, Lauren, and I shouldn't have said her name out loud. From
Laurenita.
Rosie.
From Rosita.
Rosita calls and says, were you out with Richie, a guy named Richie, last week or whatever? And I was like, yeah, why? Do you know Karen? I'm like, yeah, I know Karen. Karen just had a baby with Richie.
Oh,
and I was like, wait, what? When you were out with Richie, she was in labor.
Okay, I was about to say, how recently had a baby?
You mean like she had just pushed it out? She had
weeks before. What's the math? I didn't know
that. You had no business going out with me and then having a baby. And he's going to turn around and say, we were together.
But I didn't even tell you that.
So that's something you need. Hey, I'm having a baby with somebody.
Yeah.
Today.
Yeah, just so you know.
Good to know. So all I did was I
texted him.
And I was like, congratulations on your baby.
Oh, my God. Did he write you back?
He said, thank you. I was like, well, there's that. So thank you for dating me and not telling me you had a baby. I mean, we didn't have a connection like that anyway, thank God.
But
Bob, listen to Bob when he tells you don't date a friend.
Bob always, he's not always trying to cock block, in other words. Sometimes Bob is trying to help
out. And there was some other shady shit I found out about Richie, which was all confirmed to be true.
And that's where the voodoo vessel flower power comes into play.
I've tested this product myself. I had to do research and development on the rose just so that I could come here and give you a testimonial because I'm not going to promote a product that I don't stand by myself. And let me tell you, this mother effer is so hard. It sucked so hard that look, it gave me a hickey.
Amy, I look at it.
See it?
On the neck. Look, you used it in the wrong place.
Oh, it doesn't go up here?
Yeah, look, I gave myself my hickey and my boot. Oh. That's hilarious.
Because you're like, can you?
That's so funny.
I want to make sure.
Speaking of, if some of y'all are like, hey, but I can't afford anything from, you know, I can't afford to buy myself toys. Tax season is coming up. Or the year.
I better find you spending your tax return.
At Love Tax Boutique.
Yes.
Speaking of taxes. Have you filed your taxes yet?
No, girl. I'm one of those late October, like, file, like,
I don't know
how to drive for me.
And I'm not one of those that get money back. I've never.
Oh, no.
been one of those people always think that like, oh, I'm so in. I do admit I am envious of families that I know.
Yeah, they're getting like 10 grand.
I owe every year.
Too.
Every year.
It kind of like evens out, breaks even somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So at least my CPA tries.
Exactly. And that's the thing. It's all about finding that person.
Yeah. They have to know how to, they have to know what they're doing.
Yes.
So yeah, definitely. I recommend Jessica Lee Fettis. She do taxes this year. My tax girl, Jez. She is our amiga sponsor as well tonight.
Yeah.
Please, please reach out to Jez. She was so nice and believes in us as well. She's from San Antonio. She is also a Latina woman-owned business.
Yep.
And we want to support her as well. So if you need somebody who is professional, who knows what they're doing, whether you're an individual with a regular as W-2 or a big old business with an LLC, multiple LLCs, she is the person to help you.
Mm-hmm.
So her website is Jessica Jez. See, that's the thing I like about her name.
Yes.
Jez.
With the Z. Yes.
JessicaBettis.com.
That's right.
You can reach out to her there. You can find her on Instagram, Facebook, and you know what? She also has a TikTok.
Yeah. Oh, okay. There you go.
And you can find a girl, Jez. Shout out to Jessica. Thank you for sponsoring my Bob.
That's right.
Yo,
that's doing so well. Bob video. It's so funny. I love watching every time I see her little.
And you know what? Again, like
so, cute.
So much flack on that. The number one comment right now that's like on TikTok is
what?
How come y'all are hating on the baby daddies who come during tax time? What about the baby mama?
Oh,
no, on behalf of Bean and Cheese Man, when we do one gender stereotype, we also believe that it happens on the other.
Absolutely.
Get
absolutely.
That.
We totally get it. Yes.
Equal.
It was just, it was fun. It was funny. And that was something too you had done last year, but still.
2 years ago.
Was it 2 years ago?
2 years ago.
That was a funny one. Yes. Then going back to our girl, Jessica, my tax girl, Jez, aside from taxes, I know it's tax season, but she also does just like accounting and like bookkeeping.
Yeah, bookkeeping.
Too.
Yes.
So maybe you have someone to do your taxes, but you're looking for someone to help you with like accounting or bookkeeping. Hit her up.
Yeah. And you know what? She did give me a word of advice. She was like, do not go to the tax office or the CPA yet without your books in order, or let me get the books in order. I can do that too. Because a lot of them are like, I don't even know where my receipts are. So you come in a little bit of a hot mess. It's harder for her to do her job. Just get it all in one folder and then call her.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. So, okay. Now, moving on. So we can't have a Valentine's Day episode without a little throwback to Heartbeat. So those of y'all
Heartbeat,
who either grew up in San Antonio, like one, I remember at 101.9, we had Delilah. Do you remember that? Love Someone Tonight. And like, every love songs. And then you had to
Date Yourself.
And then you had the Sunday Night Heartbeats, like on the like hip.
Fucking lost your love. What's up? My name is Jessica. I'm calling from the 210. I'm giving a shout out to my boy, Little Joker. He's in the bingo right now. I just want to tell you that I love you so much, Joker.
Yes.
Did you have a voicemail? Did you have the voicemail where you like recorded the tape and yourself?
Yeah, to play it on the same time. Yes, in my room.
Saw it.
Oh my God. You know, for a while, what was my song? I think I don't even remember.
Well, let's play a game real quick.
Yes. Okay. So this is what I wanted to do. So Sam and I are each going to start a song and the other person has to try to finish it. So it's like a Valentine's edition of You Member, Finish This Song.
Okay, go.
Okay. Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Basic. Stick to the rivers and the lake that you used to. I know that you're gonna have it when it unlocked it at all, but I think you're moving too fast.
Yeah, you got that. All right.
That was another. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, you know.
God, I have a terrible memory. Okay, ready? Let me give you one.
Okay.
Walk down the aisle together. I don't
eat. Holding hands.
Walking all alone.
Be.
So in love. Are we two? Just can't wait to say I do. So in love.
Are you in love?
So who sang that song? I don't
remember.
Who sang that?
Yeah, someone dropped who sang So In Love.
Sang that.
Let's see.
This is a funny one.
I know. Let's see here. How about this one? I don't know if you'll know this one because I'm a little bit older than Samantha. So let's see.
I don't know what it is that you have done to me.
but it's caused me to act in such a crazy way.
Where are you going? Wait, hold on.
Whatever it is that you do when you do what you do when.
Why do I keep going?
It's a feeling that I don't understand.
But my mind keeps
as my heart stops beating triple times with thoughts of loving you.
On my mind,
on my mind. I can't figure out just what to do when the cause and cure is you. I get so weak in the knee. I can hardly speak. I lose all control. And something takes over me. And the day.
Okay, you guys remember that.
Not of that one. Yeah, I was too.
Yeah, yeah. So did you ever call, like, was it 98.5 The Beat? Did you ever call and be like the girl that was like, I want to give a shout out to my homie or my
I or... Okay, so I was a KTFM 102.7 girl. So throw Hot Henrietta, Rick the Stick days, don't y'all remember, with Russell Ruck, like old school. And so I remember trying to call in to 102.7 KTFM, and it was hard to get in. Because this was, y'all have to remember, this was before social media. So now, like on Kid Craddock, you can DM them, tweet them, anything them. Back then, all you had was calling. So half the times, y'all remember this, all we got was the...
That's busy. If you don't know what that means, little kid.
I even tried calling Delilah. I tried calling
never get in.
Never got in. I never got any
love. That is so awesome how you could like call in and be like, I just want to give a shout out to my vato.
I know. My vato loco.
But like, what is the equivalent shout out today? Like, if you wanted to shout out your Valentine right now, like, what would you do? You just go hit him up in the DM or what?
I don't know. Like, if you wanted to make it public, do you remember when La Prensa had flechazos? When I cried. We used to have this page in the paper that we'd run on Sunday for Valentine's Day, and people could put flechazos, which kind of means like, hey, you're flirting with someone. But it was so cute because we would have like even like viejitos that would write in their little letter, you know.
In English, it's called a when you reach out to look like a, not obituary. What am I going to call it?
It was a sexual,
it's a sexual again, paper where you're seeking.
Correct.
It was just like a Valentine's shout.
Yes, exactly.
Flechazo means arrow, right?
Or correct. But it can mean either way. So in a flechazo, it means flirting, almost like a mutual flirtation. So on the flechazo page, this is what was cool. It would have a number. Like, so male would be M123 and woman would be W123. So someone could write in, so we could actually follow and read people. So you could open up Sunday's flechazo, and maybe a woman got a response from a man, and it would be in the flechazo section.
So people from me, like, I wonder if they actually met up in person.
That's a good question. If y'all have any La Prensa flechazo from
the La Prensa newspaper flechazo section.
Yes, let us know. Let us know, though. Well, we do, like we said, do we have any other songs or we want to move?
No, we're good. We're good.
So there you go. There's your throwback. Y'all put drop some songs below. We should
do a throwback. Like, we want to do a heartbeat video.
We should. We need to. We should do like a live Sunday night heartbeats like we've done before.
By the way.
That'd be fun.
Really quickly. Sorry, my brain.
Of course.
February 9th, which I believe is Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
February the 9th at the Alamo Dome. Frankie J and Baby Bash. There's like a Valentine's Day concert.
So that's
Caballero. We love you so much, Tito.
That's awesome. Believe it or not. So I used to work at Great Day SA years ago, as you know, as a major Frankie J fan, because I discovered him on AOL Sessions. And Luis Munoz, shout out Luis
AOL
Munoz.
Sessions? What is that?
Some people know what I'm talking about. So shout out to Luis Munoz. He was a producer at the time. On my last day as a producer of Ken's Five, I had no idea Frankie J was there. And he serenaded me. And I have it on a beta tape.
Prove it.
I will.
I'm going to leave her.
I will.
He
sang more than words to me while I was like live on air on Great Day SA.
What is the number one Frankie J song? Because he does a cover of
More Than Words.
But what
yeah.
is his
Obsession?
Yes, but have amor. No, it's amor. Is it an illusion? Frankie, we love you. And don't get mad at us. We're not.
I remember.
Yeah.
Session.
Alamo Dome. Frankie J. I'm going to drop the link after this as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so, Frankie J. and Baby Bash. All right. So, moving on to giveaway.
Yeah, so we have our giveaway for Love Shack Boutique, and this is how you win. Like Samantha mentioned earlier, we have a Laverne and Shirley remix. What do we want to call it? A remix?
A sketch.
Yes.
A little fun sketch for you guys that we would like to premiere, and we want to show you. And if what is the contest?
Okay, so here's the contest. Sam and I have a little oxygen tube that we pass back and forth. People need to count how many times do we pass it back and forth.
Do you know it?
I do.
Okay.
The first person to comment below. Wait, do we have one giveaway or two?
We have two. So you're going to, one person's going to win a rose and the other person's going to win this goodie basket with also a toy.
Ooh, there you go. So
big old giveaway.
So the first two people to drop, again, how many times we pass the oxygen tube back and forth, first person to drop the correct number, first two people will be the winners of our...
We'll announce it?
Get basket. Yes, and we'll announce it.
Okay.
At the end of the show.
Ready for our new skit right now?
That was fun. We had a lot of fun.
We wanted to give a shout out to Farrell Family Dental for letting us use their facility. And a shout out to Joe Farrell and his family. They're very good family friends of mine. Love them dearly. So thank you so much for letting us shoot.
Yeah.
And also shout out to Nick Mary, the director.
Yes. Shout out Nick Mary for making it come to life.
It was fun. I was so high after that.
You know, we'll text him and we'll be like, hey, we have this idea. And he's just like, okay, it makes it happen. And also shout out to the coffee cup, which is right next door to Farrow Dentistry, for letting us borrow their mijita to be our receptionist.
It's a free drink.
Yes. But
who doesn't love a good Laverne?
I really think. Okay. People are asking in the comments about your shoes, girl. They see your pretty leggies, but no shoes. How do we show them without you falling?
One, two, three.
Mira this. Right, what?
How graceful I am. I'm gonna raffle these off. If y'all are not being in cheese meh, I'm gonna raffle off this stinky patas and the hay. It'll be fresh and you can have it. You know what? I don't even need an OnlyFans. I'm gonna raffle off my
pasos tacones. Tacones. Wait, where did she get this from? Those are cute.
They can't see because they're Versace. More like,
you didn't get them at Versace, Jimmy.
No, I don't know, but they're actually not mine. They're Cynthia's.
Oh, well, hey.
I like that. The girl who does my makeup, Miss Cynthia.
Miss
Cynthia. No, Miss Cyn. Shout out to her for doing my beautiful makeup. And also Veronica Martinez.
Oh, we're
doing my...
Your hair.
Yeah, I always
got pretty hair.
Thank you, ladies. So anyway, thank you for liking my shoe.
Yes. And also, we want to give a big shout out to Miss Brittany. Did I get this right? Did I get that right?
Yes. And she is on TikTok. So Brittany is our good friend David's niece. She was so sweet. Made us these. And we have a...
Made us these awesome tumblers. Yes, yeah.
Go to beanandcheeseme.com/shop.
Correct.
And the tumblers are for sale now. So please support your girls.
Support your girls. And we have two winners for our Love Shack giveaway.
Two winners,
yes. So the first winner is...
Of the rose.
So the winner of the rose is... Alida Castro. A-L-E-Y-D-A Castro. Alida Castro. Alida, email us at beanandcheesemet@gmail.com to claim your voodoo vessel flower
to email us, but we'll confirm and you can go pick it up at the Love Shack.
Yes, you'll be able to go to any Love Shack boutique of your choice.
The Babcock location.
I like that location.
I know.
Yeah. And our second winner of the Love Shack basket is Melissa L. Valderas.
Melissa L. Valderas.
So Miss Alida Castro and Miss Melissa Valderas, send us an email and we'll get you hooked up. Make sure that Love Shark Boutique has your name to claim your prize. And when's our next show, Miss Samantha?
Wednesday, February the 21st is our next live show. So thank you guys so much for joining us. You guys, we want to keep doing this. 7 o'clock, we're going to do this as long as we can. We're going to keep making sketches as long as you guys love us and continue to support us. Shout out to all of our sponsors tonight. Jessica Perez, tax accountant.
Boy,
Vanessa Montes, Love Shack Boutique. Thank you, Brittany, for these. I'll tag her TikTok. So many people have helped us make this happen.
Yes.
And we love it. And we thank you guys so much for supporting us. Two Latinas who just keep it real and say the shit that you're never going to ever say out loud, probably.
That's right.
And yeah, follow on all platforms. And of course, if you want to sponsor, hit us up. So we'll see you guys next time.
That's right. On the 21st. See you later. Let's dance.
Bye.
Bye.
I want to get lost in love with you. Do all the things you want me to. Caress your body, touch your soul, making love like never before.
Wait,
I wanna be with you always, together forever till my dying day. Oh,
that's MC Magic.
Oh, I know. Is it MC? I always confuse them.
I confuse them all.
Yeah.